time is 18 minutes past four. It's actually just about to go 19 minutes past four. Let's take a look at some showbiz news. You got anything, Lind?
No.
Okay, well, there you go. We won't be taking a look at any showbiz news. I actually saw something that I wanted to tell you about. Meghan Markle's father.
Oh gosh. We back here again.
Yeah, apparently there was some kind of issue where he said that he hasn't seen or heard from her since the wedding.
Yeah, didn't he say...
So why does he keep running to the media? Maybe that's what keeps damaging the relationship.
Because... honestly, this is your daughter. Before she is Prince Harry's wife and an in-law to the... she is your daughter. Don't you have her on your phone? Can't you... has she blocked him?
It actually... I found it astounding.
I mean...
he keeps going to the media, and the royal family had asked that none of... that nobody speaks before the... you know, before the wedding.
But we know what happened there.
I don't know. This just gives dysfunction a whole new level. Am I wrong?
No.
Maybe I'm just being overly judgmental and I should just be nicer and kinder and say,
I don't know.
Oh, shame. Poor guy.
Or maybe our lives are that normal that if you haven't seen someone in a while, you call them and you sit up and you meet up with them or something. I don't know.
But what happens if it's just a really toxic relationship?
I was saying actually this morning with Howard that...
oh, that's right. You spoke about this with Howard. Well, yeah, in different terms.
In different terms. Yeah. But I was saying this is her father.
Thomas.
And, you know, the pain is different. So we may sit here and say, you know, see him and whatever and just wanted to just be a happy family. But we don't know how she's really feeling. And just let her deal with it her way. If she's feeling like I don't need to see him for a moment, I feel like let's give it to her.
I don't know. Is he just the victim? Because they all sound like victims.
No.
The sister, is it the sister, the half-sister, Samantha?
Half-sister.
She was like the victim and everybody seems to be a victim.
None of them are victims and they are making Meghan out to be...
around as if they're coming across as if they are.
Well, no.
I mean, this is the headline, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, if I can open it. Thomas Markle fears... oh, this is what he said. I think that relationship is lost now. Thomas Markle fears he will not see Meghan ever again since missing her fairy tale wedding.
That's my thing, is he doesn't even relate to her as her dad.
Okay, so what do you... I don't know. Is there a right? Is there a wrong? What do we do? Let me know. Oh, Nimrod Mbele. Dr. Nimrod Mbele says, love the music. Thanks, Kathy and Lindy.
Oh, thank you, Dr.
That's
Nimrod.
Nice. Thank you so much. And yeah, I'll get to the other messages in a little while. But you're welcome to send through. I'd love to know what your thought is on this. You know, Meghan comes from this really, really dysfunctional family. When they're told not to make media statements, they go and make media statements.
Yeah.
And not only do they make media statements, they make completely the wrong media statements. I think there's only so much that a person can take.
That's what I'm saying. Deal with it.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Way.
I want to hear from my listeners. 34519, that's the text line. You can also telegram us on 061-895-1019. Some other royal stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know Princess Eugenie?
Ooh, no.
You don't know Princess Eugenie?
No, I don't know Princess Eugenie.
It's Fergie's daughter.
Oh, her name is Princess Eugenie?
Mm. She's got Eugenie and Beatrice.
Okay.
So she's got engaged. She got engaged, I think, a week before Meghan and Harry.
Fergie. The Fergie that I know, Black Eyed Peas Fergie.
Not that Fergie.
Oh. Because
Prince Charles has got a brother by the name of Andrew.
Okay.
And Andrew was married to Sarah Ferguson.
Oh, right.
And she was called Fergie. And Fergie has two daughters. Princess Beatrice... Who's the elder?
Oh, I know Princess Beatrice.
She's the one with the funny hat.
Yes.
Actually, they both wear funny hats. And then there's Princess Eugenie, who's the second. She's the second born.
Okay.
Right. Only the two girls.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, she got engaged. So, apparently she's planning a showbiz wedding to match her royal rival, Meghan, and even recruited Robbie Williams' daughter as a bridesmaid.
This just gets so bizarre by the day.
And the mommy, Sarah, who almost wasn't invited to the wedding.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember Sarah wasn't.
Yeah. Robbie Williams' daughter, Theodora Rose, will be there when Eugenie ties the knot. The five-year-old will be a flower girl when she marries Jack Brooksbank. Robbie Williams' five-year-old daughter is a flower girl.
And this is because she's got a score to settle.
She wants to usurp her.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones all over again.
Let's get a one-up on this Meghan.
Yeah, she's got everything else.